Previously on Two Past Midnight.
You're coming back from the quarry, and you look over, and you see a tank in the middle of town. So you can see someone in the tank, in that gunner position, and out front, you see another man in uniform. Like, they're all wearing, like, fatigues from what you can tell. And they're, like, talking to everybody. You can see them kind of, like, going through and, like, grabbing a person and, like, moving them over there. And, like, moving them over to the other side. And, like, grabbing somebody and, like, moving them to the other side.
They're pulling out the younger people. It looks like they're drafting them.
I got no interest in being drafted. Understand the point of this. You come, you recruit, you steal the hardworking people from a town to do what? Who are they? What are they protecting? Who are they fighting? I mean, those people are better off here surviving and trying to rebuild society. It's just stupid.
It's no different than it ever was.
Yeah, this is true, but I dare say it's more frustrating.
Yeah, when there's so few of us left, they're going to take them to shoot at each other when we could be growing crops and building buildings. But instead, no, they're going to put a gun in their hand to defend the thing we're trying to build. Which they're not even building. They're just stealing it. They're stealing it from the working class every time.
Maybe one day I'll figure out how to take out a tank.
Heh. I mean, it's just resources at that point, right? Resources and guile.
Hopefully resources will do. I don't know about the other part.
About the guile? Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But it's just... we could have really used those people for the crops.
Yeah.
When it comes harvest time, we're going to need everyone we can get. And that's just to stay alive for the winter.
Yeah, just to survive.
Just to survive. Just to be able to eat. God knows the radiation and, you know, forget the insects, you know. Any pests we may get, we're going to have to handle those a different way. So.
Between the small amount of water and the small amount of people, this day's been a pretty big bust.
Maybe now the people matches the amount of water we got.
Yeah. Judith is like, what happened?
Shh. What's going on? Shh, Judith.
Judith's back there with the horse. She's like, what's going on?
They're taking people. We've been here for like 5 hours. Snowball's probably hungry by now.
We're heading back to town after they're gone.
All right. So you all start headed back to town?
Yep.
After a safe amount of time. I would count that as basically half the morning shift.
Okay.
Spent doing that. So by the time you actually get back into town, it's like the daytime shift at this point. Like, you guys were there for like a while. Yeah. So... you start coming back into town, and you can see that there's people, and there you can hear lots of discussion, lots of really like excited discussion about like what had just happened, and you can kind of gather from it that you're right, like they came in and they conscripted people.
Natalie is going to wholesale walk up to the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor and the sheriff, and like they're out there trying to calm everybody down. It's like, we cannot act rashly. We have to wait, and they're trying to rebuild. They're trying to establish some kind of order. We have to remain calm, and overreacting will not help.
Who was that? Who was that in the tank?
They claim to be from some local...
Is it the county? Is it the state? Is it the federal government?
They're claiming it's a state. They're establishing martial law, and they came in and were drafting whatever able bodies they could take.
The state doesn't have that authority.
They do under martial law, apparently. I mean, or at least at the end of a canon. But they were taking them south. They were their intent is to build a force to handle the local gangs, the marauders, as they referred to them.
Doesn't seem right.
I don't know. That's where we're at.
And that's the sheriff talking?
No, this is the mayor talking. He's like, no, they were talking about the trucks that had gone by before. I guess that was some sort of like marauding group, and they've been having a lot of issues with them, and like a lot of the other communities apparently have been, and so they were trying to raise a force to deal with them. That's what they said. So
and I mean, just let them come in and take your people?
I mean, I didn't let them. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Here's the thing. They didn't express a use of force, but it was heavily implied. And, I mean, we've got fucking pea shooters compared to that.
Did they even have any letter or writ from the governor saying that they had the authority to do this? Or did they just come in and do it?
They just came in and did it. They said by order of the governor, so.
Did they bring any other news other than conscription?
Nope, other than about the that other group that went by, and they said we should, if we, you know, hear anything, try to contact them, send messengers. But they were headed south. They were heading to Cynthiana.
I'll take your
it's
word for
north
it.
North of Lexington, they said that that's where the governor's been holding up, and they're kind of building the forces around there. So I don't know. They're trying to reestablish some form of government. So that's what he said.
In Cynthiana, I've never even heard of it before.
It's a small town down the highway. You know, it's on the way to Lexington. That's about it. That's all I can tell you. You know, there's not shit in Lexington anymore. Frankfurt's gone. Trying to rebuild a center in Cynthiana. I mean, that's, what, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 kilometers, which in miles... I'm sorry. That's... 31.1 miles down the road. 31.1. We're using decimals for conversion. So yes, that's like 30 miles down the road. So
it's one day walking.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost three shifts. Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything we can do for them, Professor.
No, unfortunately. That's not a battle I think we can win.
I mean, I am curious what's going on down there. If they're full of shit or, you know.
I'll go check it out. I've still got my press documentation. If, maybe the governor will see me, give me a story, and I can publish that and start spreading the word.
Maybe. I mean, as you can see, they took most of our able-bodied people, so we're kind of short-handed right now. I know we've been having problems with the water coming from up from down upstream, with the water coming from upstream down south.
I'm more confused now than that.
Upstream from the south.
Upstream from down south. But, yeah, so I know we've been having issues with the water coming down the river. So, I don't know. Maybe, Professor, if you go too, you could check on that.
It would give you the opportunity, Professor. We could go up along the river. We could go up along the river and check the water sources along the way.
Yeah, like I said, up down the river.
Up is a relative term. There, Mayor.
But also up the hills.
Also, it's up the hills. It is up the hills.
Upriver. Down on the map.
Yeah, side note, that's going to be fucking impossible to follow the river. like picking a trail. It looks flat on a map. It's not.
It's not. It is not. It's not.
It's very mountainous.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just hex by hex. It's
sure, still sure.
Hex by hex, so.
Is there a travel mechanic for mountainous off-road terrain?
There is.
Out of curiosity.
You mean like walking?
Sure, yeah. Anything. Walking, driving, riding?
Yes. Hold on. Player's manual. Travel. All right, so mountainous hills gives you half speed.
Oof, all right.
But that's to driving. Hold on. Is that only to driving? Yes, that only applies to off-road driving. For marching sense. And on-road driving, the speed factor is always one.
Okay.
So, still one.
All right.
So, no, that will not affect your hex speed. You okay. will still be able to travel 6.214 miles.
Yep.
In half a shift. So, technically, you can travel 12.428 miles in a shift. I'm going to keep this up.
Yeah, I know you are. I know. Brian just had to kick that off.
He did, and now it turned into a thing. But yeah, does not affect speed for you. It will affect scrounging negatively, adversely.
Okay, for scrounging in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I don't think we'll be doing too much of that. Professor, do you think we should leave in the morning? Or do you have any interest in it all? Checking this out.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. Definitely. But I'd definitely say time for the morning. Get a good night's rest and...
Agreed.
Get the water settled. I don't want to leave everybody here high and dry when we go.
Yeah, I don't want to leave them without water either. But then they still have... Judith, you can find other people to collect water with, I'm sure.
We don't know who's left. Who knows? May just be nobody but invalids.
It's a town of almost 150 people, at least at this point. I'm sure they can find a couple other people to get water.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like you guys are always the water people. It, like, rotates.
Rotated. It was a rotating shift.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
So, what is your plan?
Natalie is going to go back to the house. Because we have afternoon and evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Natalie's going to go back to the house and she's going to go to her room and she's going to do weapon maintenance.
Okay.
I'm going to check on the crops. I was very worried about the bit of garden I have there, so I was going to check out the corn and see how things are. Just because I'm not sure if that snowfall hit here, but if it did, I'm just kind of cleaning things up.
Yeah, it landed here also. So you're cleaning stuff off and rinsing it off and trying to get that ash off of everything. Oh, you all should take one rad, by the way. Sorry, forgot to mention that.
You should take one rad.
And then I'll need a stamina roll.
Ugh. Hey.
It's a temporary rad.
So. Yeah.
What are the bonuses according... Because that changes depending on how many rads you have, right?
You take 4, subtract how many rads you have, and that's your modifier. Including the temporary one. So you would get a plus 2? You have 1 rad, right, Jeremy?
I do. That would be a plus 3.
So it becomes 2 with the temporary one.
Oh, with the temporary one then is included in the
Then you take 4, subtract.
So yes. Plus 2 to the roll. Got it.
Right.
Deal. Did you... Oh, it doesn't matter for Kyle. Oof. 1 failure, 1 success. Oof.
That's fine. That's pass. All right, so you both pass. So you do not get radiation sickness. That's good.
Yay.
For shits and giggles, let's roll the D6 now to see if it becomes permanent.
What?
Yep.
I forget. Is it a 1 or 6?
I'm scrolling to that section right now. So just go ahead and roll it.
I rolled a 5.
I got a 5.
So he's fine.
And Natalie got a 6.
All right.
I hope 6 is rads. Good.
Nope, a 1 is bad if you roll an explosion. So there you go. You're right. Both good. Neither one of those will be permanent rads, but they will stay on you for 24 hours. So
deal.
Okay. So what is your plan?
Weapon maintenance for the afternoon shift and then sleeping for the night shift.
Okay.
Kyle?
Finish my farming and then sleeping as well.
Okay.
Judith is on watch.
She's just watching the cat.
All right, so you sleep through the night shift, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so Judith is sitting in a chair with Snowball, and she's petting the cat, and she's everyone's gonna hate Judith, and it's nighttime, you know, like getting ready. You guys are all getting ready to head to bed because they have like a town watch. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to have a watch for your house. You don't have to.
Presumed.
You could if you want to.
I was operating under the assumption there was a town watch, so I was not too worried about it.
And so Judith is like, is your plan for me to go? Because if I go, who's going to take care of Snowball?
No, Judith, you stay here. Keep the house in order.
Okay.
Right? Take care of Snowball, and the professor and I will go. It'll be faster for us to travel on our own.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stick around and I'll keep an eye on the house and you all head in to bed and roll me D6 for weather. Actually, you owe me two rolls.
I got it. A 2 and a 6.
There you go. Hey, we're back up to fair.
Hey, it's a clear night. All right. So morning comes along and the two of you are going to head out.
I would like to swing by and ask the sheriff and the mayor if they have anything that they can help us. If they have anything for our journey. Since we have 50 less people. Just didn't know if there's anything I could talk them out of.
I go with you.
Like what? You tell me what.
An additional weapon or some something else, some extra fuel.
Fuel? Are you planning on taking the vehicle?
I don't know.
No, because we need to go along the river.
And That's true.
The vehicle is going to be more of a cumbrance. But food, water, and weaponry would be helpful.
Yeah, that's kind of what my initial thought was.
Okay, tell you what. Roll me a persuasion roll.
I got it.
What?
At a -1.
Can I use traitor for that, which gives me a +1 bonus? It gives me a +1 per persuasion to negotiating the price of an item.
Sure, why not?
Cool.
Success says, come on!
Tell me what you say.
Look, Mayor, you need to find out what's going on in Cynthiana. We need to know what's going on down there. I know we don't have military, and we've got the sheriff, but if he's not busting high school kids for drinking under the high school bleachers, he's basically useless. So we're going to go down there. We're going to find out what's going on, and you need this. You need us to do this. We're going to bring you back the information that you need.
Roll my persuasion.
3 successes.
Okay.
All right, so what do you need? Let me know.
We could do with a hunting rifle or a shotgun so we can hunt along the way if we have to, if we get bogged down. Any food and water the town can spare, it's going to take us at least a day to walk down there, and that's assuming everything goes well. So the most supplies that we can get as far as maybe even camping gear, rain gear, anything that's going to help us to do mechanical survival checks or hunting checks.
Well, you got the binoculars already. So he waves over to Jim Bob and he's like, hey, Jim Bob, come here. And he's like, you take Jim Bob's shotgun. That should help as far as hunting goes.
Very nice.
He's got some extra ammo for it. And it's actually like his police issue, like shotgun. right?
Ooh, deal.
So
holds more than three. All
right. Right. Six reloads.
Holy shit.
I rolled D6.
That's awesome.
Yep. And they can scrounge together an extra day's worth of food.
Cool.
Shit's scarce for both of you. And days of water.
Nice.
3 days of water. Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, we really appreciate it. Well, you know what? We're going to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, it's for the town. So, you know, this is what we can get. I mean, I figure you could kill something if you have to eat, you know.
Yeah.
But the water's probably more important.
Professor, are you any good with a gun?
Yeah, I grew up in a small town, you know, firing a weapon. I have some ability with it.
What are you looking at, Kyle?
I am a B and a D for ranged combat with a plus one for sniper rifles and hunting rifles.
You got the shotgun. That's all.
Well, it's a shotgun, so it's
yeah, I won't get the plus one for that, but I have an additional rifle that would get the bonus as well.
Oh.
Yeah, but for hunting, I think like quail and stuff, you require a shotgun to even hunt those.
Right. If you have a rifle, do you have a sidearm or just
I do not have I just have the rifle.
Okay. I'm trying to think how to break this out.
Oh, and they give you two backpacks.
Ooh, wait, bonus.
Yeah, I have a 5-shot 30-06 with two reloads.
Okay. Do you want to take the shotgun or do you want to carry both the shotgun and the rifle, or how do you want to split that up?
What you got?
I got a 45 and that's it.
You hold on to the shotgun.
Deal. Okay. Backpack, shotgun. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. I've got the backpack on as well.
Yeah. I mean, they give you two backpacks, so.
Yeah.
If you need them, so. You can both carry your gear, basically.
Absolutely did.
And they're not like Alice packs. They're like, you know.
JanSport.
Yeah, they're like JanSport.
No, this is the 90s. It's those L.L. Bean backpacks.
Yeah. One of them has a unicorn on it, and the other has Mickey Mouse.
It's fine.
I grabbed the Mickey Mouse.
Oh man. Alright, so so if you run into anything, the sheriff says to you, if you run anything, if it gets too hot out there, just hide. Try to stay, you know, invisible as much as you can.
Is this Billy Bob?
No, this is the sheriff.
Oh.
Sheriff McIntyre.
McIntyre, I know I need to hide out there. Do I look like an idiot to you?
Yes.
These speed trap towns, I swear.
The best part was I rolled for his response.
McIntyre, you dick.
He laughs. Shouldn't ask one of them rhetoric questions unless you want an answer to it.
Rhetoric. Of course. That's fine. It's fine.
All right, well, good luck. Try to stay hidden. I know you know this. But also, whatever you do, try to not, you know, bring whatever back this way. So,
I wouldn't think of it.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks. And we'll. Are you ready? You got anything else you want to do?
I'm as ready as I'm gonna be.
So yeah, we head south.
Okay. All right. So you start heading south. Give me a recon roll, Jeremy.
Do what negatives? What's my modifiers?
none. Just flat? Recon.
Can I use my binoculars?
Sure. Why not?
Cool. Four successes.
Jeez. What the heck?
So as you start heading out of town, there's another hill to the southeast of town, and you catch, like, about a couple hundred meters away, you catch a glint of what you assume is a scope.
Oh, no.
Like, they're overlooking the town. What do you do?
Currently, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a threat. It could be someone up in the hills hunting. Professor, what do you think about this? There's a glint up there in the hills that it looks like they're looking down at the town, though.
How close is it? How many hexes away or whatnot?
Well, like I said, as you're heading out of town, you get a little ways out of town when you notice up on this hill to the southeast of town that it's, like, looking into the town.
I have a range of 10 on my hunting rifle. I just didn't know if I could get a bead on it and clear things up.
Like I said, it's a few hundred meters. Like, okay. It's a distance. Gotcha. It's a pretty decent distance that you seem away from.
Yeah.
So, like, 300 meters, maybe.
Can I point out the location to him?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? What is your intention when you point it out to him?
Are
you going to point up at it, or what are you doing?
I'm not going to straight point, but maybe sneak along the side and point out the location to him. But try to circle round and see if we can get a closer look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's already been, the tank was already there, and now there's, there were marauders going by, so just a basic...
I would like to try to get within my range of 10 so I could take a spot at it, or a look at it.
You can see it. I mean, the range of 10 is just your first range.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can...
You've got 30 out 6, right, Kyle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll set up kind of on a vehicle, and I will take a look down my scope and see if I can see what the glint is. See if I can find some more information.
Okay, so you guys are going to start trying to observe them, mm-hmm. is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, circle around and try to get a... Yes, try to observe them better without them seeing us. them observing
roll
us.
Roll me, the lower person of the two, roll me recon.
That would be me.
It's still not bad, I think.
Yeah, not horrible. Deuce successus.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Kyle.
Okay, so... Kyle gets 2 successes. So you perch up somewhere with your hunting rifle, and you're kind of looking through. And Jeremy, you're trying to circle around to get a better view, better vantage point. Kyle, you notice that it's 2 people up on the hill with a hunting rifle, basically. What you presume is a hunting rifle, at least, looking out over the town. Like, they're surveying it. You can see that one of them has a rifle and the other has binoculars.
Hmm.
But they seem to be not pointed at you all at this point.
But pointed down into the town.
Yep. But like I said, you guys are a little ways outside of town now.
Hmm. Nobody's wearing uniforms. Nobody has teams or sides. This is very difficult. I guess I will attempt to reconvene and pass this information along. I'm not going to take a shot because I just don't know who it is.
Well, I mean, Natalie is circling around.
Yeah. So. All right. So then I'm actually going to just keep that train there and wait and see what Natalie figures out.
Okay. Natalie, how close are you intending on getting?
Oh, she's got the shotgun down, and she will walk right up behind them as long as they don't see her. So she's going to get as close as possible to have a conversation with them.
All right, so you go up and around and up the hill, mm-hmm. basically, and start coming down
behind
the hill towards them.
Yep.
Because they're not all the way at the top of the hill, because that's not necessarily where the clearing is. They're, like, you know, where they could get a good vantage point. They're down a little ways. And you start coming down, and you see two men in civilian clothes. At this point, they're about 40, 50 meters out from you. And they're looking down at the town. And they got a pretty good vantage point from up here. Like, you can, from where you are, you're like, wow, that's, yeah. You can see a lot of the town. This would be like a sniper's dream if they were here.
She shoulders the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
And
so I have essentially a slow aim on.
That's fine.
Okay.
Jeremy, roll me recon.
Yep. That's a flat, no binocular.
No binocular bonus.
Yes. Because you're doing infiltration. So, yeah, no.
All right.
That's not what the binoculars are for.
Yep.
They don't give you a bonus for infiltration.
No, I know. I know. Two successes.
Dude, you are rolling great tonight.
Don't jinx me.
I mean, no. Never mind. Silence.
All right. So, like I said, you were about 50 meters back from them. Tell me what this looks like. She's got it shouldered, the shotgun.
So she's got the shotgun shouldered, and she already has a round in the chamber because she's not an asshole in a movie. And she's got
you
the safety.
You don't want to rack it right before you.
Yeah. Like, no.
Empty out a completely full.
Yeah, exactly.
Shell. Yeah.
And she takes it off safe, and she walks up, and
you're about 20 meters out now.
She starts pointing the shotgun at the guy with the rifle. Nope. The guy with the binoculars. Mm-hmm. She starts pointing at the guy with the binoculars because he's going to have the easiest chance of turning on her as fast as possible, because the guy with the rifle is going to be a little bit slower. It's more mass. So she might have a chance to pump the gun if she needs to.
Roll me firearms real quick.
You got it. Two successes.
You recognize that the rifle that he has is a U.S. issue M40A3.
Nice. Yep. Pretty sure we've talked about that one at length.
Yep. Model 700 Remington.
Yep. It's a good rifle.
It is.
Useful.
But heavy barrel.
Of course. Yeah. She's got the shotgun trained on the guy with the binoculars and gets within, I don't know, what's the range? The range is 2 hexes, 20 meters. She's going to get within 10 meters of them.
Okay.
And she's going to call out, I wouldn't suggest turning around right now. You with the rifle, leave the rifle alone and crawl away on your belly, or your friend here with the binoculars is going to get shot in the back with a shotgun. Your friend here is going to get shot in the back with butt shot. Butt shot. Damn it. Your friend here is going to get shot in the back with a load of buckshot. Can I roll persuasion for that?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to push it. That's nothing.
That should be at a negative one.
There's
more of them than you. Yeah.
Okay. Three successes.
Holy crap.
All right. So. Okay.
Can I just take a moment and say how much I already fucking love Natalie?
So, I mean, the dude on the left already had the rifle in hand, right? So he just kind of like he was laying in the prone with it, you know, on like a bipod, and he's still laying in the prone and just kind of like puts his hands up.
Now scoot away. Scoot back from that rifle.
Sorry, ma'am. I'll scoot back from it. I'll unload it, but I'm not leaving it here.
What are you guys doing here?
Just observing, ma'am.
For whom?
It's classified.
Do you really want to take the chance with your friend's life here?
Well, I guess that's on you, ma'am, but as I said, that's classified. And you can see this all, too, by the way, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for fast twitch.
Now, you with the binoculars, you got something to say for yourself? You can speak up. The barrel's pointed at your back.
He's still looking forward.
And I got a friend in the brush that if you make any extra fast movements, you think it's only one of me? You're dead wrong. Start talking now. There's a town full of innocent civilians down there.
I understand, ma'am. And like, as I said, we're just here to watch.
Who's your orders coming from?
I told you it's classified.
Open the bolt of that rifle real slow. Like I said, my friend's watching. You're going to unload it. And we're going to take a little walk into town.
So he reaches down with his right hand, starts and opens the bolt on the rifle.
Now, I know that rifle has a magazine on the bottom. You go ahead and open up that floor plate and drop all those rounds out of it.
Reaches down. Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, now that that rifle... We'll leave it right where it's at, but you can go ahead and stand up and we can have a conversation face to face.
So he stands up, turns around, appears to be a young-ish male, possibly late 20s, and the other guy with the binoculars, about the same. Both have their hands up. And they have like this look on their face where they don't seem very concerned.
Boys, I've become very fond of the people in that town. And they're just a bunch of innocent civilians. They got nothing, no truck with anybody. So I just want to know what you're doing up here.
Ma'am, I told you. We're just here to watch. And if I don't report back, we won't be the problem. So it also behooves you to let me go back. You know what I mean?
What other gear do they have?
They got a pack. Seems like they have some, you know, supplies to be here for a few days.
She's going to keep the shotgun on the guy that's prone. And she looks over at the...
I thought you told them to stand up. They're both standing
up. Oh, they're both standing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought... They misunderstood and they both stood.
No, that's fine. So. I also misunderstood.
You shoot one of them. Bam!
Fire away. Ah, fire away.
Oh, God. No. she's going to keep the shotgun trained on the same guy because there's no point swinging it.
With the binoculars.
The guy with the binoculars. She's going to keep the shotgun trained on him.
And there's some pretty fancy binoculars, by the way.
That's fine. Yeah. And she's going to look at the shooter and say, dump that pack. Everything out on the ground. I'm not saying I'm taking it. I just want to know what's in it.
Yes, ma'am. He reaches down, starts dumping the pack out. And roll me a recon roll, by the way.
Do I get a bonus for binoculars? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Two successes.
As he's bending down to dump the pack out, you can see that he has like an ankle holster too. Like his pant leg just lifts high enough up that like you can see that he has a concealed weapon like
okay.
In his boot.
Has he gone for it?
No.
Okay.
But starts dumping it out and it's a few days of rations, a few days of water. You see a map that's like laminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a radio?
No.
Are there two packs or just one pack?
Two packs.
Okay, she's going to have him dump out both packs. Is it same thing?
Same thing.
Do they have any radio equipment on them, on their person?
Nope.
Okay. That means...
I'm not sure what you're looking for, ma'am, but we were traveling pretty light.
I was just trying to see how you were going to communicate back with whomever the hell you're in contact with.
I told you. Go back. Talk to him.
And where are you coming from?
That's classified.
You can go ahead and reach down real slow to that ankle holster. And just with the tips of your thumb and your forefinger, pull that out of the holster. And place it next to that rifle of yours, too.
He starts to reach down. Takes his middle finger and his thumb, grabs the back of the handle, like, pulls it out. Lays it down next to the rifle.
You, show me your ankles. She points, she references to the guy with the binoculars.
Yeah, he looks down at his ankles and he's like, actually, it's right here. And he pulls a holster out from behind his back. I'm assuming this is what you're looking for. And like,
yeah,
pulls it out real slow. And like,
I mean, she was looking at his back earlier. She probably would have seen the.
Yeah, it was under his shirt.
Sure. All right. Do you boys have ID?
Not on me, ma'am.
Any of you boys have meat tags?
You mean the tattooed kinds like the Marines get? Nah, fuck that.
Yep.
Hoorah.
All right.
They still got their hands up. I mean, as I said, ma'am, I could report back, say there's nothing, that this was a failure, or, you know, you could shoot me now. They don't hear anything, and they assume the worst.
I have no intention of shooting you, but go ahead and pack up your gear. I'm just trying to assess what's happening here. I don't understand why anyone would be surveilling this town. It's just a small town, you know, older women and children. It's not of any interest to anybody. Go ahead and pack up your gear. And we can take a walk into town. You can bring your rifle with you, unloaded, preferably. So you can load those sidearms into your packs and carry them with you. They'll at least be inaccessible. And you can carry your firearms with you. Unloaded, I might add. Does that seem fair, gentlemen?
Seems fair.
All right. You, with the binoculars, you stand still. Your friend's going to pack all this up, and if anything goes sideways, you're going to die from the shotgun, and your friend's going to die from a rifle shot. Sound good?
Sounds good, ma'am.
All right, start packing it up.
He starts putting everything in the pack, picks up the pistol, puts it in the pack, like very deliberately, like picks up the pistol, and like so that...
Unloaded, please.
You see him... hits the magazine release, pulls the slide back, drops it in into the bag, clink clink, onto the magazine. Does the same with the other pack. We good now, ma'am?
Let's take a walk. And she's gonna gesture and point them, well, direct them verbally on where to turn and which route to take back to town.
You know, might I say, ma'am, as you guys are walking, doesn't sound like you're from around here. You don't really have that the accent as a local.
I'm not from around here.
Where are you from?
It's a long story, but I was working out of Dayton. I was covering the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base there. It was my beat as a reporter. But I worked there for a long time, so what you're hearing is an educated accent. And she gives a kind of a shit-eating grin. Kind of smug.
You got an issue with people from Kentucky?
No. No issue with people from Kentucky. Some of them have... they've been very warm and welcoming. But, do they have a particular accent?
People in Kentucky?
No. The two assholes she's escorting.
No.
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 No. Okay. No, I have no particular qualm with Kentucky, but there are varying degrees. If you've been here long enough, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, just seemed weird, was all. Just seemed out of place, man. That was it.
Nope. I'm originally from Minnesota, but I tried really hard to lose the accent because people gave me shit everywhere I went because I sounded weird. And when you're a journalist, you're traveling all over, you gotta sound like you come from Indiana.
That Midwestern accent for TV.
Yep.
Yep. So yeah, there you see him coming walking down the hill, Kyle, Professor.
Yeah, I'll, you know, meet them as close as I can. What's going on here?
These men were surveilling town and apparently have additional units somewhere claiming that their presence here is classified. So there's something weird going on with them. But we're going to go into town and have a little talk with the sheriff and the mayor, since they are the appropriate authority.
Yeah, it's a little... doesn't really add up or make sense. Were you guys watching the town, or is there an individual that you guys are watching?
That's classified.
Okay.
They're just walking like towards the town, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. This way?
Yeah, into town.
All right, so you come walking into town with these two dudes in front of you. He's got the rifle slung, bolt open. He had taken the rounds off the ground and like dropped them into the pack too.
Yep.
Yeah, so you come walking into town. The sheriff's like, "What the hell are you doing? Why are you back so soon? Who the fuck are these dudes? What's going on?"
These men.
I thought you were gonna remain hidden. What are you doing? You didn't even make it 300 yards out of town.
Well, if your local security could actually, you know, get their heads out of their ass, they might have spotted these guys sitting on top this hill. They were watching the whole town. I don't know what they're doing up there. They won't tell me what they were doing up there. But between the Marauders and what's going on in Cynthiana, I thought you might want to have a talk with them.
I do. Yeah. All right. So he, like, leads them into the sheriff's office. And, you know, takes their gear, stows it off to the side in a little locker, and puts them in a cell.
Yeah, seeing as they just sat there and did nothing as a quarter of our entire town was stolen, I don't think they have our best interest at heart.
I don't think anybody that's going to spend the time to surveil a little town like this has their best interest in mind. They're just wolves after sheep.
Sorry, I wanted to roll NPC to NPC roles. All right, so yeah, I'll talk to them, see what they're doing. But I mean, what they just told you, they were surveilling the town. That was it. No indication for what, or
they said it was classified. They wouldn't show me any documentation. I don't know what they're doing up there, and I don't even know if they're legitimate.
All right, well, I'll see what I can find out. I'll let you know. Thank you though, Natalie. I'm glad you spotted them. I'll see if I can get anything else out of them.
Sheriff, these are highly trained men. They, you can tell just by looking at them, do not screw the pooch on this one.
What, I mean, they're right there. Why would you say that with them that close? They're gonna hear you talking shit about me and think that I'm like Andy Griffith or fucking Gomer Pyle or some shit.
She's not gonna say that in front of them.
They're right there. Why would you do that?
She's smart enough to pull him to the side and not say it in front of the fucking suspects.
They're like right here.
I didn't even put him in a cell yet.
I'm putting him in right now. Why would you do that? No, I don't know. I mean, I'll talk to them, see what I can do. But
Butler's such a small town, out of the way. I can't think of anything they would actually want that's here. Anything that would be classified that's here. It's absurd.
And it's not like we're close to any military base that's still active. I mean, hell, it's been forever since I've seen an active military presence anywhere.
Well, we saw a tank yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we saw a tank, but I never caught who was in it.
Same.
I mean, they appeared to be active duty. So, I mean, are you not going south then, or what are you doing?
This was just sidetrack. You ready to head back south, Professor? Well,
let's try her again and see if we can...
try a restart.
Yeah, run into some more people.
All right, so y'all start heading south, out of town. We see the two of you walking for dramatic purposes down the road. It would be on the road, I'm assuming, but for dramatic purposes, it will be, because that's a better shot. And you guys are headed out of town. We come back into the sheriff's office, and sheriff walks up to the cell, and he's like, boys, I'm not sure what you told Natalie, but I'd be much obliged if you'd tell me, give me some sort of indication what you're doing here. And the one man that had the sniper rifle before looks at him and he says, Sheriff, we're looking for someone.
Knew it. Does that some person love cats?
No, Judith!
No!
She was a sleeper cell the whole time.
The whole time.
Judith. They're looking for Snowball.
It's cut over to the house.
It's Cole's buddy.
And we see Judith sitting in the chair. And she's got a smile on her face. And she's like, just looking out the window, petting Snowball. And then we pan down to Snowball's face and zoom in on that evil look in his eyes. And we know as an audience that he's behind everything.
he launched the nukes.
That's just Delta Green. Like we went from Twilight 2000 to Delta Green right there.
Roll credits.
It's like the Men in Black version of Delta Green.
Right. Blankly stares into the camera. The cat does.
So dumb.